on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. Happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Tonight we have back-to-back destinations to share with all of you, Ishnala Supper Club and Visit Lake County. Now first up, we are putting a very familiar place and a very familiar voice that you just heard about 20 seconds ago on the map tonight as we explore Mirror Lake, Lake Delton, Wisconsin, and Ishnala Supper Club. Rob Prosser is the familiar voice on WGN Radio and the longtime owner of Ishnala, and he joins us on the map. Bob, how are you? Busy, busy Friday at Ishnala, I bet.
Hello, Dave. I'm doing fantastic. That's pretty cool seeing here in my ad. I'm listening to it before, and I'm getting all excited, and I'm overlooking beautiful Mirror Lake right now.
Beautiful. And Ishnala, 71 years in the making, and there is such a long, storied history. And I got to come out last year, meet you personally, and enjoy everything that is Ishnala, and really, you can be there for hours. Such a special place, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, you don't want to be in a hurry. You want to take your time, enjoy the Norway pines, the Mirror Lake, you know, all the nature that we have around us, and just take your time, have a couple of Ishnala brandy old fashions, and just relax. You know, have a good time. I mean, I have some prime spears. We have a really nice prime rib wrapped with asparagus and four cheeses as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And music seven nights a week out by the beach. So it's we're very fortunate. We have a gorgeous place, and we'll give you the best service you'll get anywhere.
You know, it's one of those places that really forces you to slow down. I mean, once you get there, you really do want to leave your phone in the car and just enjoy the entire experience.
A lot of times we have people, if we put them on a wait, they'll say, oh, it was too quick. So, yeah. You know, we want to sit on the deck or the bar a little bit longer because they were enjoying themselves. You don't even realize time passing. So it really is a great place just to chill out, relax, have a good time, and leave your phones. Yeah, none of our staff wears a phone. You won't see a staff member wearing a phone the entire thing because our job is to give you 100% of our attention.
And we do.
Best service that you'll ever get.
Absolutely. By the way, a texter texted in 331. Hello, Dave. Is this a live show with you and Bob? Tell them we're live right now, right?
Yeah, we're live. It's really live. I'm alive. Let's go.
You know, so this place has been around forever. And talk a little bit about the history. Just a little bit about the history.
Well, it was an Indian trading post in the late 1800s, and pioneer settlers put a trading post here in the 1800s, and then a family bought the property and built their dream home in 1909. And then the Hoffman brothers, who had the Hoffman houses throughout the Midwest, they had a chain of restaurants, they bought this in 1953 and added the decks and the bars and dining room as you see it today. So the physical structure hasn't changed a bit. We've tried to keep it like it is forever because it's history, and people have been coming here for years. Oh, my grandma brought me, my mom, and now I'm bringing our kids. I mean, it's a destination place. We are so fortunate that people love it, have a great time, and just want to keep coming back.
And just to explain your passion, you know, it's 71 years for the restaurant, but 51 years where this busboy working there, and it was you, and you worked your way up to the top.
I started as a busboy in Wausau, Wisconsin, for the Hoffman brothers that owned Ishnala, and I worked at eight of their restaurants, just traveling around, helping out wherever they needed. I just love it. I went to college to get a business degree, and this was my passion. I wanted to stay in the business, and I love to be able to take care of people. I'm here most nights. I have great staff, great management. I get to talk to the people more now because I don't have to run the floor as much as I used to. But it's I've been very fortunate throughout my life that I found something that I'm pretty good at and I just really, really enjoy. I mean, it's who wouldn't want to make people happy?
I agree with you. And you are the man to do it. And I'll tell you what, we are going to talk about the food, the atmosphere, the lake, the cocktails, the great things that you have to offer. And we're talking to Bob Prosser. He's the man behind it all.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, one of my favorite guys to talk to is Bob Prosser. He's the voice you hear on the station from April through October. He owns a Schnalla Supper Club on Mirror Lake, just a bit up north and really just about 2 hours away, right?
On the Map, 2 hours. Let's go. Yes, we aren't that far at all. Make a day trip, make a night trip. A lot of people are coming up here, staying overnight, so you can have a few old fashions and go close to your hotel. You don't have to go to one of the water parks, you know, if you're coming up without the kids. You can stay at many different hotels, nice bed and breakfast or VRBO somewhere. Come to Schnalla, spend the night. You know, take your time. Bring your favorite person and just enjoy.
It's faster to get to Schnalla than to downtown Chicago with all the traffic and the construction we have going on, Bob. So that's a good point to make as well. I want to talk about the high marks you always get for your mouthwatering steaks, amazing selection of seafood. You know, let's talk about the food.
Well, first of all, our number one seller is filet. Filet and fried shrimp is our number one seller because it's a good combination. Everybody likes a filet. Or if you want to get a nice, hearty, beefy steak, huh? The 24-ounce ribeye, that's my favorite, actually, is the ribeye and the fried shrimp or the butterfly prawns. Those are our top sellers. People enjoy them so much. Or if you just want all seafood, we have a seafood platter that has lobster, scallops, shrimp, and salmon, all broiled, nothing fried on that. Of course, we have lobster tails and salmon, North Atlantic salmon, that's freshly flown in for us a couple times a week. It's, you know, ribs, duck. I mean, I'm telling you what, we don't have a big menu, and it's been the same menu pretty much for 71 years. I mean, we had steak, seafood, shrimp, lobster tails, ribs, and duck 71 years ago, and we use the same recipes that the Huffman Brothers used 71 years ago, because if it's not broke, why change or fix it?
That's
true. We don't change anything.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, you know, for having you say it's a smaller menu, that's the sign of a good quality place, because you focus on what you're really good at. And, you know, what's the secret to keep things consistent and that great experience for every single guest for all these years?
Well, first of all, I have a list of priorities, and that's number one on my list is consistency. We have, my chef has been with me 13 years. My prep cook that cooks the ducks, the ribs, the au gratin, everything else, he's been with me 25 years.
Wow.
I've got servers that have been with me anywhere from 5 to 15 years, and we're a seasonal operation. 90% of my staff returned this year for a seasonal restaurant. We have a waiting list for staff. It's a great place to work. We treat our employees well. You know, we have such a great relationship. And sure, they make some good money, but, you know, it's not all about the money. They like to be part of something special. And Schnalla is so special that we all love to see everybody smiling and happy. I mean, it's just a collective effort that we're all so excited to do.
Absolutely. And you talked about the steak, Bob, and you talked about the seafood, but there's other options as well. You got ribs, you got your roast Wisconsin duck. You say the menu's limited, but it really has something for everyone.
Yeah, we got chicken, we have pork chop, we have rack of lamb, which is phenomenal. My son talked me into that about 7 years ago. He said, Dad, we got to put rack of lamb on the menu. I said, nobody's going to buy rack of lamb. Come on. Well, it's a pretty good seller. It's delicious.
That's
really the only thing we've added that I was talked into, you know, 7 years ago. Beef medallions, prime rib. Of course, we have prime rib 7 nights a week, and we will not run out because we can't.
I mean,
you're on a two-hour wait, and then you get to the table and say, oh, we're out of prime, how happy would you be with me? So we will not run out of prime rib. I tell my chef, we will not run out of prime rib. Make sure of it. So,
well, I'll tell you, when I came in there with my girlfriend and our kids, I mean, we walked around the property, enjoyed that, grabbed an old-fashioned. We enjoyed some appetizers at the bar, and then we went to your gift shop, which is fabulous, which we'll talk about. But the whole experience itself, it flew by. I know people say, oh, there's a little bit of a way. It flew by because there's so much beauty and so much to do. And about your old fashions, it's my thing, but it's really your thing. And it's made with your own bourbon and your own whiskey and brandy, too.
Correct. Yeah. Central Standard Distillery out of Milwaukee makes my brandy. Woolersheim out of Sauk, 30 minutes from here, makes my bourbon. And we also have a red blend wine and a white wine that Woolersheim locally we use, because we like to use as many of the local folks as we can in Wisconsin to, you know, support our friends. And a lot of these guys have become my friends, and we have such a great relationship, and they know that I want quality. So they produce some great things for us that, you know, is fantastic. I just love having relationships with people that are in the same level as we are, to be able to do the best, to be the best, and just work at it really hard.
And the winery, too, also makes, obviously, your wine as well, which is really, really, really nice. But there's also, from what I remember, not only this great menu, but you can do a lot of combination platters. So what's the top on your list?
The top combination is probably the prime rib and butterfly prawns.
Yeah.
They taste as good as lobster, the big prawns that are broiled. Next on the list would be the prime rib and shrimp, and then the filet and jumbo fried shrimp, or the filet and butterfly prawns. Of course, you can get a combo of anything. If you want a ribeye and a salmon with it, you know, we'll give you a salmon with it. We'll do anything you want. If our 7 or 10 ounce filet is not big enough, hey, I want a 16-ounce filet. We'll go cut it fresh for you.
Oh, love that.
Because we cut all of our steaks daily, and we're ready to go. If anybody wants a different size, bigger, I'm not going to cut a smaller one, I'll tell you that. But, you know, if you want a ribeye that's 36-ounce, I'll cut it. Or our New York strip is 14-ounce. But if you want a bigger one than that, absolutely. We have a dinner for two that is a 24-ounce ribeye and twin lobster tails that is just fantastic. The combination of the lobster, the combination of the ribeye is just, it looks great, it tastes great. It's just really a wow factor.
It is so true. About, I had the ribeye and I had the butterfly prawns, and you're right. It's fab. It's like lobster. They're yeah. Huge. They're buttery. So fabulous. So folks, if it's your first time down there, absolutely start with that. You mentioned also about staying up there, and that's what we did as well. There's a lot of great places to stay while you make Ishnala your destination.
Well, there are many of the chains have come in here in the last couple of years because of Kalahari expanding their convention center. So there's a lot of conventions. And there's some nice little places, you know, tucked in the corner somewhere where you can get a place to stay on Wisconsin River. Or, you know, Wilderness has a lot of places on Lake Delton. So there's so many options to stay. And if you're coming up as a couple, you know, you don't need to go to the big water parks, but if you're coming up with your kids, then, you know, then you go to Kalahari or Wilderness. So
right.
There's plenty of options. There's so many options up here to do different things. Sauk County is so excellent. We have great parks. You know, there's two state parks in Sauk County. There's plenty of county parks. There's so many things to do. There are bike paths. And I mean, and a lot of people do the kayaking and canoeing on our lake. You'll see flotillas going by. You know, I'll see 10 or 15 canoes at the same time coming by, or kayaks, which is really cool because it's a no-wake lake, so you're not going to see the zipping around fast. It's just the whole atmosphere with Ishnala and the lake is just calm down. Just relax. Just, you know, just enjoy yourself for that day or half a day or 3 hours or whatever you're doing. Just, you know, it's just a great place to have fun and relax. Maybe talk to your person you come with instead of looking at your phone,
yeah.
You know, like everybody does. You know, sitting at the table, everybody's on their phone talking to each other. So we don't see as much of that here because I think people get it once they get here. Oh, let's put our phone away and talk to each other.
Well, and talk about those views a little bit. You did it a little bit in the beginning, but I mean, tell people, like, you talk about all the different bars, all the different places that you can check out, just the beauty of the nature of the property and the lake itself.
Well, one of the cool things is if you're on a wait, you know, you're not going to notice it because we have four bars that all overlook Mirror Lake. We have three decks. We have a beach area. We have a gift shop. There's state park wraps around us, so there's trails they can go on because the pagers will, you know, work on the trails. So, and it's just, it's a state park that is beautiful. They take care of it so well. You just look out. I'm looking right now, staring at a white pine that's about 100 foot tall right outside of our bar.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just, it's cool. I mean, I'm gonna go stand on the roof right now. I'm on the roof at Ishnal right now, standing. I have the best view of the lake.
Yep.
And it's just so cool. And people in the bar are probably looking at me thinking, look at that crazy guy. But, yeah. I'm up here on the roof right now. It's just cool. I'm looking around. Oh, my goodness. How
well,
lucky am I?
You are a lucky, lucky guy. And here's the other thing, too, which I was able to do, is you talked about the gift shop. You can take a piece of Ishnala home with you.
Oh, there's no question. First of all, we sell Ishnala old-fashioned baskets. So if you want to have the old-fashioned you get here, we have the Ishnala brandy or bourbon. We have two old-fashioned glasses. We have a muddler. And the old-fashioned mix, we sell in kits. So, and I tell people, you know, if you're going to make an old-fashioned at home, they're not going to taste as good unless you have an old-fashioned glass.
That's true.
So you got to get the whole package to make sure you get the whole experience.
There's no question.
And then, of course, we have everything logoed, all of our glassware, shirts, sweatshirts. You know, you name it, we have it in the gift shop with our name on it.
Well, I'll tell you, when I do have a bottle of Ishnala, a couple of them of whiskey that I bought. When people see it that really know your place, they're like, oh, make me an old-fashioned with that right there. So it's nice that you can take all this home. And this is Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake. Leave your phone in the car, unplug, talk to each other, enjoy the nature around you, and have an amazing meal and some great cocktails. And for more information, visit ishnala.com. Bob, always, always a pleasure talking to you. Always a great conversation. And I'll see you up there this summer.
Hey, thank you so much, and thanks for supporting Ishnala Supper Club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake.